Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
I've got a really scratchy throat this morning. I ate some sourdough and like a crumb got stuck in the back, you know, and then it like... Anyway, that's not the only reason my throat is a bit scratchy. I've actually just been driving from school drop-off and I had a good scream. Cover the kids' ears. Fuck! You know, that real rage scream. And so, you know, we're back in the thick of it. We're back in the school rush. It's not my favourite thing, getting up in the morning, getting things moving, screaming, like, not that I do most of the time, but you know that, like, get dressed, okay, it's time to brush your teeth, okay, get your bag, have you got your blah, blah, rah, rah, rah. Like, it's just like, it's not that fun. And anyway, so we were running late and we arrived at school and Mabel's been meeting a little friend every day at the gate to help her feel more confident going in. It's a big, big scary place when you only went for 6 weeks and you know, you've been home for 11. It can feel like a big, really big, scary place. And I used to walk her to the classroom and wait for her to go in, but parents aren't allowed on school grounds at the moment. So I had organized to meet one of her little friends at the gate and they would go in together. But this morning we were running a bit late and as we got there, the little girl was heading in and Mabel was trying to catch up and, you know, it just didn't feel good. So that kind of happened. And then I got back to my car and jumped in my car and went to reverse and like, it was all good. I've got a camera so I can see how close I am to a car. And there was plenty of space between me and this car sitting in the car park. And they tooted at me like I was too close. And it was like, fuck off. I think because of the morning rush and the, you know, feeling conflicted about leaving Mabel at the gate and timing it so we missed her friend and then getting back to the car and have someone toot at me when, like, I just got rageful. And as I drove down here, I was just screaming in the car, fuck, fuck, you know, and it's not like, I don't know. So here's the thing, right? I was thinking about it. And most people would now say, you know, like, you know, those mornings where blah, 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 blah. And then I just dipped into my bag of subconscious reprogramming tools. And now I'm feeling $1 million, right? And where do I even start with this, right? Like, it is normal for us to feel emotions and sometimes, like, we don't have to dig deeper. We can just feel those feels. We can just allow ourselves to be angry at something without fucking intellectualizing it all the time and trying to figure out what the trigger is. And, you know, like, I am all for curiosity within and I'm all for figuring out what your shit is and, you know, dealing with it, looking at the shadow, but like, fucking hell, why do we have to bypass it all the time? Why can't we just feel it and be okay with having rage sometimes or jealousy sometimes or resentment or, you know, frustration? Why do we have to intellectualize and reprogram every time we have a feeling? You know, like for me, I drove along and I screamed a little bit and then I got out of the car and I started to move my body. This isn't in avoidance of the feels, you know, like I feel the feels. I allow myself to fucking scream and rant and rave if I feel like if that's what's moving through, you know, like we don't have to fucking intellectualize everything within an inch of its life and try to fix it. We can just allow ourselves to, like, acceptance, right? Acceptance. Just allow it to wash over you. I feel like a lot of people are really afraid of their feelings. And And I get it, right? Like, I had shut down my feelings for a very long time. So much so that I had to go back to therapy for 2 years to like connect to what does happiness feel like? Oh, is this anger? You know, like I was very emotionally repressed. And through that process of reconnecting, and you know, and then I became the person who was bypassing the feels and like positivity. You just gotta like keep a positive. And then what ends up happening is we get that angry part of us and we shove it, like, you know, I was speaking about the mold forming, right, in the dark in the last episode. And that's what I feel like we do to our feelings, is we shove them right back to the far recesses of our psyche where they grow and they fester and they mold, where if we just gave them a healthy expression, then it would just be a healthy expression, right? Like on Make Some Noise, I had an interview with Alison Davies, who is an old client of mine. She's a fantastic human, and she is a neurological music therapist, amongst other things. She's a brain specialist, really. And we had this amazing conversation about feelings, right? Like that's really what makes some noise. It's like, it's about feelings. It's about expression of your feelings. And that is what keeps you in a good place mentally. When we're trying to avoid our feelings constantly because we deem them as inappropriate or, you know, undesirable, then we shove those feelings into the back deep recesses of our psyche where they grow and eventually, you know, can take over in unhealthy expressions. So, yeah, I guess like, I just wanted to bring this to the table because I see a lot, you know, there's just so much stuff out there at the moment around like subconscious reprogramming. And I feel like a lot of it is an avoidance of feels. You know, it becomes this another tool in bypassing our emotions instead of allowing. You know, why do we have to have so much judgment of our feelings? And I'm speaking from like me personally, right? There's parts of me that I find really quite undesirable and often will try to hide those parts of myself. But what ends up happening is this gross, you know, like, yeah, I don't know, like this, it's uglier than if I just allowed myself to feel them without the judgment. You know, it's not the feeling that's the issue, it's our judgment of the feeling that's the issue. So finding healthier expressions for those feelings, or at the very least allowing ourselves to reconnect to those feelings and find then healthy ways to express them, I think it's such important work to do. Not like the work is actually to feel the feels, not to find ways to deny ourselves of feeling the feels, right? Like I feel like a lot of personal development tools that are out there are around identifying negative feels and kind of like finding ways to avoid them rather than actually just going through the motions and feeling. And you know what? Yes, like this morning my anger was very out of proportion to what was actually happening, and I could dig deeper and find out like, but I really know what's going on there for me. I already know that you know, that the crux of this is around not feeling seen by someone else, like them pointing out, I don't know, like, you know, just not being, not feeling seen. And that's like a projector woe. So, you know, I can, and I've done a lot of subconscious reprogramming around feeling seen. So, you know, like sometimes we've just got to accept the way we feel, express it and move on. And now I'm down here and yeah, I am in a good place, but it hasn't come from necessarily, even though I guess I've been intellectualizing it a little bit here, like it hasn't necessarily come through trying to move through this, but just allowing what is here, which at that time was a lot of fucking anger. And so scream fuck, punch the, you know, I had a client ask me like, what are healthy expressions of anger? And, you know, she had seen anger as something that was pretty unproductive. And I actually feel like it's extremely productive. Number one, it is a great tool in showing us where we are out of alignment, where we feel like we might need to put some boundaries in place. Like, it's a really great tool for showing us, places to pivot. And it's also a great tool for showing us places to work on, for sure, but not with the intention of avoiding that feeling. Because that feeling is all, anger is part of human expression, and it's going to come up. So, it's not about staying happy all the time. That positive psychology, happy, happy, joy, 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 I guess, movement of like maybe 10, 15 years ago. I feel like we're kind of hopefully beyond that now, and we are embracing a more holistic view of ourselves, which includes happiness and anger and sadness and joy and, all the feels, not just the good ones. But I do feel like we have a tendency as a culture not to honor the ugly and to want to highlight our best selves. Even that term, our best selves, like, what does that fucking mean? It means like a version of us that is, catered to be tailored and catered, and it means cutting off bits of ourselves in order to put our best self forward. Like, that's fucking exhausting. Just be all of you, not the part that's the best, the part that's the worst too. Anyway, that's my rando thoughts. I was down here, I was walking on the beach, and I was like, I bet you it's gonna fucking rain. It hasn't rained yet, but it might be coming. And if it does, I'll just be in the rain, cleansing me of my demons. Anyway, all right, that's it from me. Actually, I just want to leave you with this, right? A client was asking me about healthy expressions for anger, and because she did see it as unproductive, and I see it as productive. And so some of my outlets for anger include driving in my car and screaming, for sure, putting on ragey teenage music and dancing or singing, really singing, punching pillows or a mattress. There's lots of ragey things we can do to connect us to that, because that is power, right? Like, there's a lot of power in anger, and to deny it feels like, or to bypass it, which is what I feel most people are trying to do, bypass over feel. To deny it just isn't healthy, and I feel like it can only lead to shit places. When we think about disease as dis-ease, like, there's no greater dis-ease than holding on to anger or just denying it exists. It still exists even if you're not expressing it. All right, that's it from me. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.